After deliberating for 10 hours, the jury in the trial of police killer Eli Epiha yesterday found him guilty of the attempted murder of Constable David Goldfinch. Epiha had admitted murdering Constable Matthew Hunt and reckless driving causing injury, but denied that he intended to kill Mr. Goldfinch when he opened fire. The jury's decision was not unanimous. It was a majority verdict. And with us now to discuss majority verdicts, the co-chair of the Defence Lawyers Association, Elizabeth Hall. Morena.
Morena.
So, majority verdicts, how common are they?
Well, look, the concept of unanimity of a jury has existed since the 14th century in the English legal system. And it wasn't until 2008 when New Zealand adopted a majority verdict capacity. The statistics that were gathered by the Law Commission back in 2000 suggested that somewhere around the idea of 8% to 10% of jury trials were hung, which meant that unanimity couldn't be reached. But that doesn't mean that it was a 11 to 1 majority verdict scenario. It just means that the jury was hung because they couldn't all reach a unanimous verdict. So the statistics are variable in terms of how many juries now reach majority verdicts, but that's the sort of the background there.
Mm. And so I suppose what's the good side of having majority verdicts as ones that are available to juries?
Well, the concept that the politicians at the time hung their hats on to bring majority verdicts into play was this concept that there might be on a panel of 12 or on a panel of, you know, we can have a jury trial with 10 jurors, that there might just be one person who refuses to engage with the evidence and they call them a rogue juror, that they won't listen to the other jurors, they won't participate in discussions. That was the concept. There was basically zero support that was actually happening. When the Law Commission looked at hung juries back in 2000, they considered only five hung juries, and they decided with only one of those there was one person who was an outlier in terms of did not agree with the verdict of the other 11. But it wasn't a suggestion that they were rogue and not participating, it's just they didn't agree. And so obviously, you know, there was concern at the time, and there always will be a degree of unsatisfaction about majority verdicts over unanimous decisions.
Yes, I was going to ask you about that. Does that sort of cast doubt on the conviction, or does it indicate perhaps less safety in the conviction?
Well, that was the argument at the time to oppose them. And it's interesting that the High Court of Australia in 1993, and the Supreme Court in America has issued 13 judgments, the most recent in 2020, saying that majority verdicts are wrong, that they undermine the very high requirement that there be unanimous verdicts, that if we're going to convict somebody of a criminal offence, then all members of the jury need to agree. And if they don't all agree, then that is reasonable doubt.
Does that therefore mean that, in your view, majority decisions should be dropped? It should be unanimous or nothing?
Oh, I do hold that view, that the reasons that majority verdicts were brought in don't really stack up. The other reason that was given, other than the concept that there might be a rogue juror, Annette King, who was the Minister of Justice at the time, said that needed to be brought into play because it would reduce jury tampering by bribery or intimidation by organised crime. That was the reason that the Justice Minister at the time gave for bringing in majority verdicts. But even the Law Commission said there is no evidence of that in New Zealand. Crown Law said there is no real concern about that in New Zealand. And if there was any suggestion of intimidation of jurors, that it could be dealt with by the police, that it didn't need to be dealt with by majority verdicts coming in into force. So the two real reasons that were given, in my view, don't stack up. And there were a lot of counter-arguments about majority verdicts and the soundness of them. And one of them, as you say, is the the need for the public to be confident in verdicts that are given by juries. And if there's one person that does not agree, then it undermines the confidence that the public can have in the jury system. And of course, I'm talking, you know, generically here, not in relation to any specific case.
I appreciate your time. Thank you. Elizabeth Hall from the Defence Lawyers Association.